Jerickson Profar on the program here today. Jerickson, what's going on, man? How are you? How'd you enjoy your off day?
Very good, very good. Thank you.
I saw you picked up some baseball out in Tijuana a little bit. Well, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yes, it was good. A couple of my friends from Curacao were playing against Tijuana, so I went and see them. Scope and Didi.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great way to spend the off day. Get down there and check out some of your good buddies. You're off to a terrific start this season. Obviously, you are well liked here in the city. And you said something last homestand that I think kind of caught everybody, kind of put everybody's antennas up. You said that you just feel comfortable here. It reminds you a lot of being, you know, home in Curacao. Tell us a little bit about that. How does San Diego kind of compare to being at home, and why does that make you feel so comfortable?
I don't know, just the weather, you know, the weather, the beach, the water, you know, it's kind of Curacao, you know, the people, you know.
Jerickson, Tony brought you on and said you're one of the fan favorites here, and I agree with that 100%. What does that mean to you when you hear that you're well-liked by the fan base? I mean, I don't know that that's anything you go out of your way to try to do, but I just think that's you as a person, and it's a very likable character that you bring.
Yes, you know, just – I don't know, man. Just being me. Just, you know, play the game that I love, you know, and the same thing that I've been doing since I stepped on the field at 6 years old. You know, just enjoying the game and just be me. You know.
Yeah. Jerickson Profar joins us here on Friar Friday. Jerickson, I have to commend you for how you handled the whole Will Smith situation last week. You handled it with a bunch of class. I mean, but I know how it is when you have somebody kind of in your ear like that. When that ball left your bat and you knew that it had a chance to perhaps go over the fence, what was going through your mind as you stood on second base? Was there any part of you that wanted to kind of, you know, give it back a little bit?
Just a little bit, but you know, at the same time, we have a bigger goal than just, you know, that 3-run double, you know.
Right.
So you need to keep your cool. You know, it's a long season, and we have bigger goals. It's not done yet.
No, it's a good start, though, Jerickson. I'm curious how you and the kind of things you're talking to yourself about and trying to do on a daily basis to make sure that your hot start, you know, keeps on rolling here throughout this season. You know, how is the world of Jerickson Profar when things are going well like this right now? Do you not want to tinker, or do you work a little harder? What are you doing to try to make sure that you keep it rolling?
No, just, you know, try to keep everything consistent, you know, working in the cages and make sure I'm doing the same things over and over again. You know, this season I just talk to myself, and you know, I'm a very competitive guy, you know, so sometimes in the years past, you know, I would go good. As soon as I you know, cool off a little bit, I will try a different thing, you know, and really good players, you know, they stay consistent with their things. Even though things are not going well, they just stay with the things that, you know, work for them. And I wasn't doing that, you know. I will hit a line drive, and then if it's out, I will try a different thing because I want to get a hit, you know. And things like that doesn't work in this game. So
yeah,
I came in with a different mindset this year.
Certainly chasing results has gotten the best of all of us at some point.
But yes, Jerickson,
you know, watching you this year and the little bit we got to see you last year, at least from the swing standpoint, it just seems like you're a little shorter, more compact, Was that something you set off in the out season to try to trim it up a little bit, or is that just a result of staying consistent, like you said?
No, just the result of staying consistent, you know. And I work a lot with Tatis' dad and Tatis himself, you know. We talk hitting all the time, you know, and we help each other every day.
Jerickson Profar, nice enough to join us here on our Friar Friday interview. Jerickson, I know you came to the team late last year. What are some of your thoughts on this year's team? Just the vibe. We're on the outside looking in, but we all kind of like the vibe of this year's team. Maybe just a little bit more than what we had last year. What differences are you seeing?
You know, just everybody together, you know, and not trying to do too much, you know, and we have a lot of confidence in each other, you know. Just, you know, if someone doesn't do the job, you know the guy behind you is going to cover you. He's going to help you. So you don't try to do too much yourself. You know, we have a very good lineup, a very good pitching staff. You can see, you know, a lot of games we were behind, we kept fighting, you know, and I think that's who we are. That's what we have in here. You know, we're never going to give up. We know we can do it.
Jerickson Profar joins us here on Friar Friday. Jerickson, last one from me. One of the new things that we've heard, at least on the outside looking in, that you guys have is this ball talk day. How helpful is it for you guys to have a segment of time where it's just ball talk?
It's great, man. It's great, man. We just talk about how we're going to win each and every day, you know, and you know, as a group, you know, we went out there and execute, you know. Everything we talked about, you know, we just go there and have fun, you know. We already talked about it, so it's easy to just go there out there and play, you know, and not worrying about other things because we already prepared.
Jerickson, thanks so much for the time. Real quick, why do you think you smile as much as you smile? What is it that gives
know.
You that
My
smile?
My mom always asked me that.
Oh, yeah?
Since I was a little kid. One time, I woke up and my mom asked me, why do you smile a lot? You know? She can't understand that.
it's certainly a quality I think all of us had, that we could just wake up
I wish
with
we
a
all
smile
could,
on our
right,
face.
Yeah.
Jerickson, continued success, man. It's been a lot of fun watching you do your thing this year. Well, a lot of fun watching this team do its thing this year. Good luck tonight. Rest of the way. We'll catch up later.
Thank you.